Let's turn now to the science of hearing. When we listen to music, we often close our eyes. It helps us hear better. But a new study suggests there might be more to music than what meets the ear. NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam explains.
Chia Jiang Tsai was a piano prodigy. Her teachers always stressed one thing.
Sound is really important in the domain of music.
She got the lesson about sounding good. That's her playing Mendelssohn at age 12. She made her debut at Carnegie Hall at age 16. Tsai made it into the best music schools. Now, getting into these schools and various music competitions usually required auditions. And different auditions had different rules.
Some competitions or auditions would require audio recordings, and other types of organizations would ask for video recordings.
The judges all said they were evaluating her music, but Tsai started to notice a pattern.
I noticed that for whatever reason, I seemed to be doing better when I submitted video recordings or when the auditions or competitions involved live round kinds of evaluations.
A study published yesterday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences explains why the judges liked Chia Jiang Tsai more when they could see her perform. Here's the researcher who conducted the study.
I'm Chia Jiang Tsai.
That's right. In addition to her music career, Tsai is also a psychologist at University College London. She recently showed amateur and professional musicians clips from classical music competitions. She asked her volunteers to guess the winners. But there was a twist. Different volunteers were given different kinds of clips.
These were silent videos or audio recordings or videos with sound.
In other words, some volunteers could only hear the music. Some could see the musicians and hear the music. And some could only see the musicians. They heard nothing. You can guess what happened next.
What was surprising was that even though most people will say sound matters the most, it turned out that it was only in the silent videos, so videos without any sound, that participants were able to identify the actual winners.
Incredibly, the volunteers were better able to identify the winners when they couldn't hear the music at all, compared to when they could only hear the music. In fact, it was even worse than that. When the volunteers could see the musicians and hear the music, they became less accurate in picking the winners. The music was actually a distraction. Okay, so this says something about the volunteers, but Tsai points out that it also says something important about the original experts who judged the competitions.
What this suggests is that the original judges, the professional musicians, had actually heavily overweighted visual information at the expense of sound.
That's why volunteers who only saw the performers were able to guess what the judges had decided. Now, if the judges weren't going on the music, what was the X factor? Good looks? In a separate analysis, Tsai found it wasn't about superficial looks.
I wouldn't necessarily say that this is indicative of superficial judgment. There is something about visual information that is better able to convey cues such as passion or involvement or creativity. These elements are very much a part of high quality performance.
In fact, Tsai's study is only the latest to show that people's judgments on all manner of issues are shaped by what they see. We know we shouldn't judge books by their covers, but marketers know that we do. Economists and political psychologists have found that voters can predict the winners of elections when they watch videos of candidates with the sound off.
There is a very real gap between what people say they value, what people truly believe they value, and what is actually being used in these important evaluations.
That's a useful reminder for the next time we judge other people and the next time other people judge us. Shankar Vedantam, NPR News.
Elmore Leonard evokes strong images with his sharp, simple writing. The celebrated crime novelist died this morning of complications from a stroke. He was 87. Many of his gritty novels, including Get Shorty and Out of Sight, were made into movies. Elmore Leonard once offered his most important rule: if it sounds like writing, rewrite it. This is NPR News.